Unit 7. Farewell Party.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot for the sake of all lang
syne?
Hi, Mom. It's my last evening here. This time tomorrow, I'll be with you. Great, isn't it? I'm sad to leave Michael's family. They have all been so nice to me, but I'm very excited at the idea of seeing you again. I hope Johnny will recognise me. He was a baby when I left, and I guess he has changed a lot. He's a toddler now. I've missed you all so much. Back to Alverston. I can't believe it. Time flew by so quickly. Do you know what? As it's my last evening here, Michael's mother has organised a farewell party. Michael's whole family is here. Violet has come from Alabama to say goodbye. What a surprise! You remember, she told me about Martin Luther King and let me read her diary. Oh, it was so interesting. All my friends from the basketball training camp are here too, and they have prepared a fantastic, huge potluck dinner. Each of them has brought something to eat or drink. There are lots of things, wraps, cheese, tuna, ham, and even smoked salmon sandwiches, which I really love. Onion rings, burgers, hot dogs, fried chicken, and there's too much to remember. It's going to be fantastic, Mum. Finger-licking good. They prepared everything in secret. I didn't know anything about it. The meal is in the canteen of Michael's summer school. Patricia asked the school authorities whether it was possible to organise the party here, and they agreed. She told me she was on duty and had to go to hospital, but instead she came here and organised the party. She cleaned the canteen, laid the tables, decorated the canteen with flowers and balloons, and got the buffet ready. I'm so happy, Mum. And there's a DJ. The music is really good, the sort of music I like. Violet thinks it is a bit loud, deafening even. But all my friends love it and are having a great time. We are dancing, chatting, talking about all my experiences here. I've already cried tears of joy several times since my arrival here. When I arrived, there was no one in the canteen, but as soon as I came in, they all appeared in the canteen singing Auld Lang Syne, you know, the Scottish song the Scots sing on New Year's Eve with bagpipes. I couldn't help crying when I saw them all. I didn't expect them to organise a farewell party for me. These are unforgettable moments. But don't worry, Mum. I'm sure when I land tomorrow, I'll also cry tears of joy. Michael was the last one in, and he brought in a very large cardboard box wrapped in shiny pink paper, my favourite colour. It was a present for me, but I'm not allowed to open it before midnight. I really wonder what it is, but no one will tell me. I really have no idea of what it is. I think the party will last till late into the night because we are all so excited. It's the last time we'll see one another. I hope I can sleep on the flight and make up for the loss of sleep tomorrow. Well, Mum, I have to go now. My friends are waiting for me. I'm a VIP today and I have to be wonderful. Goodbye to everyone at home and see you tomorrow at the airport as arranged. Don't forget to come with Johnny. I can't wait to see him again. Bye!